trying to say.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Them Chutas podcast. Today we are going to have a really good session. I'm here with a few new guests, and as always, we got our co-host here, Marty Billy.
Yo, what's up?
Then we got Jeremy James.
What's up?
Tyler James.
What's going on?
And Hannah. Hannah, soon to be though. No. That's fine.
Are you gonna change your last name?
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm gonna give him my last name.
Oh, spicy!
Nah. Hello, Mr. Larrabee.
Nah.
I think I want to call this episode the James Bros Are in Town.
That's about the show. Yeah.
So we I know Jeremy. We talked about this in the past, but y'all have a business, right?
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about that? Or?
Yeah. So what it is an inflatable venue rental business. It's just a big old tent, and we deliver it to any events, birthdays, weddings, receptions, you know, anything you could think of. It comes equipped with like lights, and you'll be able to change it with the remote. So I have two different sizes. I got one that stands at, I think it's 17 feet tall, and then the smaller one stands at 12 feet.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Pretty big.
That's
tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for any type of event, we're in our slow season right now, so mm-hmm. we haven't had any rentals yet, but with the conversations we've been having, everybody's like looking forward to like pretty much throughout the year, spring, mm-hmm. summer, and
summer. Oh, yeah, but yeah. Summer's probably big.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to be breathing so big. My little snack got me here. I'm tapping the pool.
I don't know, Muppet Morning's or bad juju. I'm sorry, I'm kidding.
The audacity. I don't be messing with hoopas like you.
This get cut out. This is not about me.
Anyways, back to the business.
Would you like to plug in some of your socials of your business?
Yeah, we have Facebook, IG, and then we have TikTok out. We try to post as much as we can on IG and Facebook just because mm-hmm. that's where most of our views are coming from. Our TikTok does need some building up, but you know, once we start getting rentals out, that's where we're going to get most of our pictures and stuff. We've taken like a lot of pictures, but those are going to be like our paid ads that we're going to be. Yeah, because we're actually, you know, me and Jeremy do a little bit of editing on the videos. Mm-hmm.
They do look good.
Yeah,
like, oh, this is fancy.
Yeah.
This is nice.
No, that's mostly him. He's the one that's doing most of it. So.
He does all the print work at work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
be just sitting there. Just
I'm like, Jeremy, we need this.
Oh, yeah, board, yeah, one day.
Yeah, try to get one on the billboard one.
Mm-hmm. That'd be neat, yeah. That's what I'm wanting to do.
I'm going to get this podcast on the billboard, yo. QR codes and everything.
Oh, yeah. They'll all be under Inflator Bros LLC.
Inflator Bros LLC.
On Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And you guys have your own website.
Yes. All the same name.
Sweet.
I finally got my socials up and running for the podcast, and I'll find y'all, and I'll add y'all. Then.
Okay.
And I'll add y'all when we post. Get ready to post this. Yeah. So I think we have y'all that are young business owners, and also my best friend, which is Gage. Then I tried to do Kyle, but he's always doing his own thing. So so yeah, this is pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you the only type of business in the state?
Honestly,
or just in the area?
I think we're the only type of business in the state because when it comes to I was looking for insurance everywhere, and not a lot of people wanted, you know, insurance because they didn't know what it was. I had to keep explaining myself, or explaining the business, really, and they just didn't know what it was, so they didn't really
have any
part of it.
The like, only business in the whole time is the inflatable business.
I called everybody, and then finally I found one through an inflatable bounce house business, a curtain inflatables. Mm-hmm. So I reached out to them and they gave me the number to their insurance company. I called them and then they were wondering what it was. But then when I explained it, the guy said, oh, yeah, we're getting, you know, more and more of these, you know, more of these calls. So, and then he said, you might have to have an inspection with your state. So I had to call the state and ask, you know, because I might have had to have that inspection. And then when I told them, they didn't know what it was. So I had to talk to like their lead inspector. He didn't know what it was. I had to send pictures and videos of, you know, basically just everything.
Just creating a whole profile for everyone else. Yeah,
he's like, well, I never seen these. And then he's like, well, he's like, I don't have anything for you, so you're good to go. So you can go ahead and open. Yeah. Dang.
So how was the process of like starting out as an LLC?
It was like a lot of, you know, ups and downs, which I kind of looked in the business myself for a while. I just didn't know what it was going to be. So I ended up just reaching out to a entrepreneur, and then they helped guide me. A lot of this stuff, you know, like I said, I kind of had like a head start. You have to get like certain business hours, and you get those with your sessions. And then every time you do a video, you get business hours for that. But it was a long process, but they helped me through it.
You get a lot of help with them even after the whole entire
Yeah, definitely. I could reach out to I chose to have two advisors. So one with the state, the Small Business Development Center of Oklahoma, and the Chetrepreneur. So yeah, they're just a phone call away if I need any questions answered. Yeah.
We're losing money. I need some right now. Okay.
Especially the taxes. The taxes was crazy. It's my first time doing taxes as a business owner. So it wasn't bad at all, though. Like, it just, it was new. That's why it was hard.
I've been scared. I'm like, oh, guys, we get the whole refund of $1 million. We done messed up somewhere. It's not supposed to happen.
Yeah, that's a pretty good topic. I think you said everything you want to say about it?
Man, pretty much, yeah. Like, we're fairly new. And, you know, just looking forward to the next coming years to see what kind of business it brings. And, you know, a lot of people I talk to, they're just like, it's a great idea. You're gonna do amazing things. My main goal for it is a wedding.
Oh yeah,
a wedding. I want to be able to throw a wedding. And, I had someone call me for a reception, sometime in the middle of this year, and then we might have a wedding in the fall.
The wedding, like you said earlier, is the game to be into.
Yeah,
especially around here.
Oh yeah.
It's crazy. There's weddings galore.
Mm-hmm. All right, I guess we're going to stray away from the business aspect for a little bit. Our second topic is Skinwalker sighting at Lake Texoma. So Lake Texoma is right next to, or it's where Meade is, basically. We're like from Kingston to Meade. That's the big-ass lake. And it's crazy, too. What? Keep looking at me.
I'm listening. Can y'all listen?
I keep thinking you're going to ask me a question or something to make a funny face. So, yeah, I live right next to me, which is next to Silo. So I guess I got to count my dogs when we get back. There's only three of them. May not be four or five. Oh, yeah.
You ain't seen anything out there, did you?
Hell, no, not yet. Hopefully, don't have to see anything.
I'm surprised y'all haven't seen one.
Man, around our house, it gets crazy.
I believe it.
There's just so many stories that we could tell you. And,
we'll save that for another time. Yeah, it's dark out right now.
Our last episode, we talked about, Bigfoot, and Ashton Willis, he said something about a witch or little ghost girl or something that Jaden was talking about. Jaden was talking about shapeshifters or skinwalkers or something. So
that one story you told me, that sounded like a witch.
and a lot of people actually like that topic. So I was like, you know, Chut doesn't ghost stories.
Like, I think witches are more popular than what people realize.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's like that.
Like Grandma Ruth's old property where Uncle Matt lives on. He said that has ceased to. Some eerie zones going on. His house done burned down 3 times in the same spot. The barn be having weird animals over there. I mean, not weird animals, but like little things that stir up the leaves and trees. It's scary.
I don't know. There's always always something going on around the house. That's why we just stay in the house. We don't go outside.
You let the dogs in.
They're protecting the house.
They front line.
Are you gonna hear bark?
Bark. Yeah. Yeah.
They're already away from y'all.
You gotta put trackers on those dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Really don't have any stories. Talk about it. This topic about the skinwalker. I saw it on TikTok. It was a gay country dude.
Gay country
dude. They're out there.
He was saying that, what was it? His dog. It's something that he let his dog out during the night. Then they, him and his husband and his daughter, they all sleep together. But now I guess he has like a little kid. He said that he heard the door open. Then he saw his dog come in. Then he said he went check the door, but the door was like still locked.
Make that make sense. Wait a minute. And, I done chartled.
And he was saying that he swears like he heard his dog in the hallway. Like he said it sounded like bones were cracking and like his paws were like tapping on the wood floor. But his dog was in the room with him. So he said he started praying to Jesus, casting them out. And,
I want it too.
Be gone. They just left him alone.
I think the craziest thing that a lot of people saw at our house is probably like this walking light.
And you seen it too?
Yes, she's seen it.
I
was having a fire, and me and my buddy Matt was just sitting outside, just you know, talking, hanging out. And then we thought Cuzzo was coming over, and then I texted him. I was like, "Yo, come hang out." And he's like, "All right, on my way." Never showed up. And then we heard like. He didn't tell us that. We were waiting on him the whole time. But we heard, like, feet kicking rocks, heading towards us. And then we seen, like, a light, and it looked like it was from a phone light. It was bouncing.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then it stopped, like, right in the middle of the road.
Where's the nod, Jamal?
And then, so I was like, dang. I was like, I guess he had a pee or something, so... He was just sitting there waiting. I was like, that's a long pee right there. And then,
dang, what are you doing?
Yeah, and then I was like, man, it's late. And then we started screaming for him just to see if he was all right. And then I was like, man, I was like, maybe he went back home or something. And then I texted him. I was like, did you come over? I was like, we heard you walking up. He's like, nah, I went to my cousin's house. Like, he was not home. Like, he said he was going to come over, but he ended up going to his cousin's house.
Yeah.
And Hannah seen the same light. Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, we were getting ready to go hang out with some friends. And Tyler had to run back in the house to go get something. And so I'm outside in the dark by myself.
Of course, he wouldn't leave you.
I'm outside in the dark by myself. And the truck isn't started, but thankfully it was unlocked. And so I look down the road and I see that someone looking like they're walking with a phone. I couldn't see a figure or anything, just the phone light in the middle of the air. And so I'm looking and I was like, oh, shoot. And, I was like, Tyler, and of course he couldn't hear me, so I jumped in the truck and I locked the door. And I'm like looking back to see if I see anyone. And then Tyler came back and I said, do you see a lot? And he said, and I was so scared.
I don't know.
I'm like, can we go back in? Yeah. I don't go nowhere no more.
I knew what she was talking about, though, because there's a lot of kids at church talking about that, like, they would see, like, just in that area. I don't know what it is. I don't ask. Like, I don't chase it or nothing, so...
Ain't trying to find out what it is.
I'm just going
to
leave that alone.
Ain't playing. Don't come over here. You're going to be all right.
Oh, yeah. So, what else have we got on the topics? Or do y'all want
to... I don't know. That's got to be a little store, though. I know. I swear. I'm like, I'm looking over there.
All right, then we'll switch over to the next topic. So this is probably going to be one of the more controversial ones. And it is, why do Chetas hold Chetas back? Why does all Chetas can be play you hate us?
Man, I don't know.
I wouldn't say all of them, but
the majority.
Most of them.
I say a good amount.
A decent amount. A healthy amount. Our player haters, I would say that.
A good plethora.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think it has something to do with them, like they're miserable or whatever.
Yeah, personally, it's probably something like that, or for whatever reason, the person who's starting that business or whatever, just doing whatever they like, I don't think they like it just because it's them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, to them, it's like, oh, I could do that, it looks so easy, but like, it ain't.
No, like, with the business stuff, like, that took a lot of work. Like, a lot of people don't see the back end when it comes to business stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I bet it's mentally challenging.
It is. There's a lot of ups and downs. Mostly downs, like, it sucked for a minute. It really did.
God damn, I'd be drinking every day.
Man, I did not want to go through, like, some of the stuff I had to go through. But, you know, I had to do it. I had to spend the money. And, you know, but once we got it all, you know, fixed up, and, you know, that just, none of that even mattered at the end. Watch at this, hey, I have no clue. I don't know if I got haters. I mean, I'm pretty sure I do, but it just don't pay attention to it. Yeah. You know, just keep doing what you got to do. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Like, I got too much shit to worry about to be worried about y'all.
I got bills to pay. That's all it is. That's all it is.
You got bills to pay. Someone wants to buy cows. I don't know.
He's a cat by cow.
Yeah,
I would like a cow too, to be honest.
I'm a little Moo Moo.
Name him Beef Patty.
Cheeseburger.
Steak.
Meats. One sauce.
The price of meat's going up.
How much a gram of meat go for these days?
Grams. Not buying grams, I'm buying pounds. Grams not going to feed nobody. Are you guys ready for the eclipse?
No, I'm ready for it to end, to be honest. Cause
I know, me too.
A lot of people is just talking crazy. I don't know if it's going to be as big as people saying, but
yeah,
I don't know. It is like I don't know how often is that thing supposed to come around?
It says NASA, according to NASA, it says like every 200 years or something like that.
Man. Well, every 8 years.
Well, like, I'm talking about in just this specific area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I had to relay that. Just in our specific area, yeah, it'll be another 200
years. Our grandfather likes to go and over throughout the country sometimes and go find a good spot when an eclipse is happening. So.
And he lives right there in the middle of it all.
It came to him.
It came to him.
He likes stars anyway.
Jared, how you going to have to work that day?
Oh, man. I don't know. I probably just called in. just playing out going.
She said you're being recorded.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Chris.
He don't listen to this anyway.
This will be the one he does listen to.
Give me next weekend off.
Oh, shit.
He loves me. He loves it here.
So if you do go to work, are you going to be stuck up there for a couple days?
Oh, no, I'm not staying up there. He said we can stay at his house, so I'm like, I'm not staying at your house. I don't care. I'm going to go home, even if I had to go through the mountains, go all the way to back to the house.
Or ride a four-wheeler.
Yeah.
There. They said that you're not supposed to, like, drive on the shoulder at that time because there's so many people.
On the side?
In the ditches and stuff like
that. Yeah, like, they're going to be getting out the cars on the shoulder and watching it.
So, like, all them Texans that drive on the shoulder, I hope they don't run someone over.
They are bad about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See it every time we go up there. Somebody just cuts on that shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
All them Nissan Altimas be scaring me out here, y'all. You got them Hell Sentras just flying.
Make sure y'all's headlights work, too.
Man.
It's supposed to get dark. Midnight black. 4 minutes.
So Brenner put his cheeks up.
Pull your pants up. Brenner May. Cheat 2025. He's got my vote. Fucks with you, Brenner.
He's gonna hate this episode. I do.
For some reason, we always bring them up. The last episode, Caleb and JD and Ash They were talking about whenever there was a Yes's wedding, and that he was breaking it down. They said he was doing like the cha-cha slide and
hurt his back.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did break his back. I wouldn't doubt it. Boy, sensitive. I might cut this part out, to be honest. He's gonna be looking at me mean.
So, Hannah, what are you up to nowadays?
Just working.
What do you work at?
I work at the Pruitt's accounting office.
Oh, shit, you still over there?
Yeah, I've been there for almost 3 years.
God damn. It's almost a whole presidential term, bud. Why is Pruitt's produce, huh? People want to know.
I don't know.
God dang it. Pruitt doesn't even know.
You heard it here from the source, y'all.
I am not the source.
She just worked there.
Well, I just wrote the checks.
She said, they just told me what to do. God dang.
I just pay the bills.
With their money.
Yeah.
Well, all right, so I want to get back onto our topics, and you heard it the last three, we're going to talk about Dune 2, but not necessarily the movie, but we're going to talk about the popcorn holders. Limited edition Dune 2 popcorn holders, and if anybody hasn't seen these things, Yeah. They're kind of special, I guess.
But it's certainly limited edition.
Very limited.
Collectible.
But might want to buy two, save one for... save one for later.
So, yeah.
Less washing.
You can let one soak. Wait, have the other one.
So, this popcorn holder, it looks like a questionable, we'd say like a sex
female
toy.
Organ. not a female organ, looks like a sex toy.
Looks like a sex toy.
A very popular one.
And it's got rubber bristles and everything.
So descriptive.
I should have caught me one when I went and washed it.
He's already been thinking about it. That's why he said descriptive.
He's regretting not buying it. He's regretting not buying it.
Where's my mobile order?
Couldn't even get the cup.
It just got the top base. That's it.
How much for that? $20.
Not even a damn bucket. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's a good reminder. Or not reminder.
That's always on his mind.
It's a good PSA for anybody that doesn't know. Okay, we're gonna go on.
Well, on to the next topic.
It's not another topic. It's a little bit of a shout out. So shout out to the Lady Warriors that won state last night.
Yes.
Clip. Oh, here you go. Right here. Cheer. We got gunshots too on here. So.
Yeah, I'm just excited to see, McCurry County get a big win like that, you know.
Man, for
coming from Broken Bow, you know, I'm just happy to see, you know, somebody, you know, take a state. That's pretty cool.
My bad, sorry. No, they had me stressed in that last quarter.
Man, I heard it was great.
It was a good quarter. It was a good game all the way around.
Shout out to Amber McKinney for pirating it.
I mean, shout out to her for live streaming it for everybody to see it. If it wasn't with her, I wouldn't be able to see. But no, those kids did a great job. I mean, to consecutively go to state 3 years in a row.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's cool just seeing kids work like that, you know, work so hard for something and actually achieving, you know, that. Mm-hmm. Just the big accomplishment, you know, that a lot of people who play sports, you know, want to achieve.
Man, and I was telling Minka, I said, man, that's all Broken Bow. Those are all Broken Bow coaches. Majority of them.
Crazy.
Is Honda building a new Broken Bow? I just can't.
I don't know what happens to these savages, man. They are not my savages.
This is not your Broken Bow.
Shit.
Well, like, y'all know, like, Chalk Donation asked Broken Bow to fund the new football. Asked Broken Bow to fund for, they asked them to fund a football field for them as long as they could put the Chalk Donation logo on, like, the open stadium. Mm-hmm. Broken Bow said no.
I read something about that, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know why, but, you know.
Like, you got a lot of kids at Broken Bow that are tribal members, mm-hmm. so, like, why would you deflect that opportunity mm-hmm. for them?
I don't know, the stadium super old, too. Maybe they don't want to.
Oh, man, it's 100 years old.
They don't want to change it, bro.
I don't know. Broken Bow, at least, they have a few good coaches that come through every once in a while, so I give them that.
All right, so you guys want to get to the serious stuff, or?
I thought that was serious stuff. That is serious stuff.
Okay, so our next topic is, does the Choctaw Nation do a lot for small businesses?
Yeah.
Oh, did you just say that?
Yeah, I did.
So, oh my god, okay, whatever. Okay, we're going to the next one. So, is it time for newer and younger council people? Or councilmen?
Or like, overall, like, leadership in general within our tribal politics? I think it's time. I mean, God,
maybe a mixture would be good.
A decent mixture. It doesn't have to be all new, but like,
yeah,
there's only like 2-3 young ones. And all the rest of them are turtles. That's putting it nicely.
Get like good types of mindsets and attitudes from, you know, both generations. Maybe, you know,
mm-hmm.
things can change, you know, just by coming together, you know.
Well, I mean, from what I hear from other spectators off the streets, you know, all these old heads are, you know, they're just stuck in their old ways and they just mm-hmm. want things a certain way and mm-hmm. to keep it that way. And I don't think that's fair.
I would really change. I'd really like what I would like to see is somebody that's really for the people,
mm-hmm.
like taking better care of like our youth and our elders.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'd like to see. I mean, not that they're not doing it.
Yeah.
They're doing pretty
well. It could,
doing
it,
a, yeah.
it could be better.
Things are always be better, you know. Things always be done better. And, you know, we just have to get there, you know.
It's hard to get good leadership that's honest and has a lot of integrity and ambition with them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do have honest people, but, I mean, looking outside in, you just see it. You see it within some of them. They're just there for the money, that's all.
Yeah. I think sometimes people just be on a power trip, too.
That's a lot of it, too.
Yeah.
And that kind of goes back on, like, Choctaw people holding back Choctaw people, you know. They get a little power, and they just start tripping.
But you're just a supervisor.
You just got $2 raise on me.
Yeah, I guess that is a good example. Chuck is holding Chuck is back. Hate to see it, man. You hate to see it.
Yeah, you do. Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean, I forgot what I was going to say, honestly.
Alright. Alright, so I guess one of our last topics on this paper, we can talk about anything else after this. Are you guys ready to powwow soon? A little bit.
I don't even know when Broken Bow's powwow is.
It's in April.
Oh, in April?
Yeah,
it's always
in
April.
Yeah, it's usually in April. Yeah.
I'm gonna come out with a new dance style. Call it Bulski style.
Bulski style.
Bulski style.
You know, slide in,
slide in, slide out.
Nothing but Bulski song.
If I see Ash in there, I'm like, no, I'm not going outside. He said that he saw a little girl out in the back of the complex one time, like in the middle of the day. They said they went looking for this girl and she was never there.
Man, I think we had something happen whenever we was putting up, always cleaning up for the powwow.
Ooh.
Oh, it was just this random kid was helping us put things up. Everybody's like, "Who's this kid?" Nobody knew who it was. And then like we saw him like just help with chairs and stuff, and he was gone. Never saw the kid again. On a powwow.
It was your ancestors helping you.
Ooh.
Just said, come on, uncle, brother, cousin. I gotta clean up. But Monica said we got to clean up.
Now damn time somebody help me. same shit, different day.
I should do like a live.
We are. Oh, no, not at the powwow. I'm so scared. Like, I'm like, hey, demons, what's up? It's your girl.
You're going to have me.
You got my sage and my lahat ready.
I got a GoPro, so I could probably do that live. You're going to have me go through the crowd. The next scene's just going to flinch. So my regular hoop. I need to go home.
You get that little GoPro vest and you lead the dancers.
Then next, like later on the night, not at the powwow, just seeing him still dancing.
I'm be dancing. The next thing, my audio's just gonna cut. Breathing hard.
Pass out. Cardiac arrest.
Oh, where my fried bread at? Where my fried bread at?
Someone turned the AC up. It's hot up in this piece. I told Minko, you know those little Facebook posts, they're so funny when they're like kind of like little memes. It's like me, go big or go home. Oh, and it's like me, drunk as fuck. Yeah, if you're big, go home. Oh, man. I told Minko, I said, that's some shit that we used to say back in the day.
Stupid. Oh, man. It's great. So what's some inquiries y'all would like to talk about? You have any questions for the podcast? Or?
Yeah, how big are you trying to go with this? Like,
trying to get big as my boy million.
Lord.
Joe Rogan style. Yeah. Well, I guess for this year, we're trying to at least hit like 10,000. Then I can start doing like audible, what's it called? Ads. They'll send me like a list of what to say, then I'll say that. I heard that one pays pretty well.
Mm-hmm. You thought about them like that.
What's the ghost?
I guess something shit.
Yeah, popcorn holders. I don't see popcorn.
Popcorn Lucy. Yeah, wow, okay, so back to the back to the podcast. We're already a good percentage away being monetized of just like regular ads being on, and I think I get a certain percentage on a certain amount of viewers each episode.
So, yeah, subscribers building up pretty good.
It kind of goes based off. They call it downloads, but it's views, basically. So, views or listening or whatever the hell it is. I think our Oklahoma's number one for sure on listening in, and Iowa's the second top one. I don't know anybody from Iowa.
Yeah!
He got
fans places. All over America.
Yeah.
It's like growing every day. It was wild because at first, what was it, like the third episode we did? It was barely at, 100?
Not even that. It was like 40 or like 50.
It was like then that following episode, it just hit the hundreds. Oh, wow. And it's just been snowballing since.
It just blows up out of nowhere. Yeah, that's how it is with some of our videos and stuff. Cause like, I think like the first one we put out, it only got 100. I think the most that we put out is a TikTok video. It got 2,000? Was it something around close to 2,000 views?
Ooh.
It's not bad. And I'll be putting y'all's business cards inside the inside the bags at work.
Oh, man. That's cool. Appreciate it.
I just go to work. I'm like, who's throwing them away?
Ain't nobody throwing them away. Just get rid of them fast.
Man, I want to do merch, but I think I'll just give stuff away. If I do merch, I gotta sell it. If I sell stuff like that, then I gotta get a sales tax and stuff. So.
Ooh, dang.
And that's a whole new thing that I need to look into. But I'm just not ready for it yet, just because I'm tired of paperwork and forms and all this other stuff. Just ready to start, you know.
That's understandable.
Generating income at this point.
Yeah.
But it could help, but that's for.
Like you get merch with your first purchase.
I think with the. We've been talking about merch for our signature, our emblem, basically. And the first round of merch is probably just going to be the people that have been on the show, the hosts, co-hosts, and I guess part of our families. Then we'll post them on our social medias. And yeah, so if we post those and they do well, I guess we'll start some merch. I looked online on a couple websites, but I think I really want to go see somebody in Durant and get like an estimate on certain things. And my in-laws kind of shy anyways. I don't know why it is. This is the way I did it. Just a little bit. And it's not too
bad. Did you create that yourself?
Yes, I'm a publisher. The publisher of that emblem. Then, like, the background, the Facebook profile. Then, out of all the episodes I've done on the publisher.
I had somebody do that. Yeah, I just told them what I wanted, and I paid them on. It was like $5.
It looks pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I like the design.
He gave me, like, 4 revisions. 2 of them were okay. And then, so the one that we have now is, like, a mixture between 2. So, he sent me, because I told him I just wanted a nightclub with neon colors and stuff.
Looks like Miami Vice.
Yeah, and then, so he gave me all these other ones. Some of it was just too much. Logo. I just wanted something simple and easy, and so I sent him pictures of what it's going to look like, and then I don't know how he did it, but he ended up getting it kind of like how I wanted to, so.
So let that man cook.
Yeah. So you thought about registering your podcast as an actual business instead of for...
I can, or I might. Funny right now, it's not so well.
Just start now.
I am looking into an LLC for sure.
Later on down the road.
Because Oklahoma recognizes that. Like, podcasts or anything like this is LLC.
Oh.
Well, then again, I'm not totally sure if we want to be just LLC or, like, actual, like, corporate license.
Man. Because. I don't. Yeah, the other stuff, like, I'm hiring people to tell me all this stuff because, like, I'm brand new. And
yeah.
I just know that LLC was like the most simple way to get established and everything. And it really didn't take nothing. Like, I just like went online, reserved my name, and then registered the business.
Yeah.
It didn't cost that much.
I know. I'm just thinking about the LLC. I don't know. It should cover like when you like do merch, right? Not like just entertainment. But like entertainment and selling stuff, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then I'll just get an LLC, regular LLC.
Yeah, especially with Chefpreneur, if that's the route you go, you know, they'll help you with pretty much everything. They'll give you all sorts of stuff you can look into. Like even the training videos will tell you how to set everything up and what kind of business. Bottom line, it comes down to you and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do they have, I heard they had, what's it called, a $5,000 loan, a forgivable loan.
Yep. Man, that's what I got for my business, that's how it helped me. There's a lot of...
Like, $5,000 for that healthcare right now.
No, you haven't read that yet, man.
I'm going to cut that out. I can't be saying that.
That's my little prisoner.
I still think about the ghost
stories. That is, and they show up. So do y'all have any advice for like any, you know, people, you know, any peoples that are into thinking about starting a small business or something like that?
Yeah, just do it. Just start. Nobody, you know, don't let nobody tell you anything.
Should
talk you down. If you really want to do it, just do it. Focus, really, really do your research, of course. Don't just go into things blindly. If you really want to do it, you're really going to put your whole attention and energy into it just to make sure it happens. And I don't know, life's just too short. Yeah, and growing up, I always wanted some sort of business of my own. I didn't know what it was. You know, I just knew I wanted to open something for, you know, me. And it was, you know, with my brothers, that was really just, like, the main thing, like, the main goal. I was like, man, I want to open up something, you know, with my brothers, you know. What it just happened, like, out of nowhere. Like, literally, I was just on TikTok, and I saw some, you know, there's businesses like mine that are doing the same thing, even doing more. So, like, I don't know, me and Jeremy were just listening to music, just, you know, yeah, sipping a little bit, just hanging out.
Mm-hmm. Chilling.
Yeah. Chilling. We started talking about, you know, just money and all business, sorts of stuff. Yeah, business stuff. And then I was like, hey.
It's not a bad idea to be financially stable.
Yeah, and then low cost is what was really in my head. It's just like, I really ain't going to have to put much money, you know, into it besides cleaning supplies and, mm-hmm. you know, the maintenance stuff if needed and buying extra stuff. But yeah, I just ran it by Jeremy, and then he's like, yeah. He said, man, that's a really good idea.
Let's do it.
He said, we should look into that. And then probably like a week later is when I talked to the entrepreneur.
Here you are.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Getting ready for the summer. Mm-hmm. Just for the summer.
Set up.
Just research and watching videos and stuff.
YouTube University.
I see Jeremy get stuck in the inflatable.
Oh yeah, I was in the inside.
What you doing? Messing the lights.
Yeah.
It was like little hamster tunnel.
Yeah.
I guess that is something I will think about. I guess I will start looking more into merch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be cool, yeah.
Then I also want to do, like, some giveaways.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to, you know, start. We're looking on some type of giveaways.
$5,
man. Put $1 in and you get $5 back. Guaranteed.
The casino.
I'm just gonna be like, I'm gonna borrow these pair of sticks.
We got a free pair of sticks being given away, donated by Brenner Main himself.
Do like $5 raffles.
He's gonna hide the sticks now.
You got like 60 of them. What's one missing gonna do?
He's gonna hear this podcast.
He's like, how do you get those? I'm like,
you're like, you're not the only one that can make them.
He's like, why's my brand name on there? I don't know.
It appeared on there. That's why.
I'm so scared, though. So scared to get a loan, business loan like that.
Man, like, that's the thing. It's like, you know, if you keep good records, and, you know, now they got me set up. You know, they said all goes well within the 3 years, you know, just keeping my records. I guess basically just showing that I can actually keep up with the business. I'm responsible enough to keep up 3 years, you know, and then that loan will be forgiven.
Oh, wow.
You know. that's a lot of money still. Like, you know, I was pretty nervous, like, going through it. And then when I went and finally we got approved, and then they said, okay, we're going to have to wait now. So we're waiting, and I get a phone call asking for my bank info, and then I sent them all my stuff, and then $5,000 popped up in that account. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, when I saw that money, I'm like, okay, yeah, it's time to get these inflatables, you know, ordered. And that took a while too, because they're manufactured in China.
Oh, dang.
So they make them. Like, I bought it off of Amazon, but they make them in China. So I had to wait for both of them to be made.
Dang.
Took about like 4 weeks.
So, are there any more business ventures you think you are going to seek out after the inflatable business? Or?
Yeah, definitely want to look into the other stuff. Probably like something online maybe. Like, I don't know. Like, I just want to work for myself, really. Like, I love my job. Love what I do and stuff, but I don't know. I think it's just more cooler working for yourself because it's something that you've built, something that you, you know, as a baby.
I mean, who doesn't want to be their own boss, though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some people out there because, you know, I try to get in people's heads like, you need to own your business and stuff, own your own business. Because really, that's what all people talk about. It's like, if you're going to be really, be really successful, you know, you got to have these things established, and you got to know how to be able to operate.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of learning, you know, for us to do, but I'm excited to do all all that. But yeah, I definitely have some other ventures in mind.
I think if I get that loan, I think I'll use only a certain percentage on equipment. And the rest is probably going towards buying merch.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I got to get me another website hooked up to sell the merch.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You can plug it into your actual... Yeah, your actual website that you got now. Is it Shopify?
It's on Podbean.
But yeah, like, get your website set up. You could just have it all operated on there. I mean, there's a lot more, because ours is pretty basic. Like, it just shows our inflatables. It's really just like an inquiry page. So, but it shows our pictures and has all our information on there. All our socials. And I really want to put out more. Yeah, I think we got something at the end of this month in Dallas.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man, you go all the way up there?
Yeah, it's for a family event, though. Oh, but, like, okay. It's like a, I don't know, good exposure, too, because my cousin just got a new house, and he's gonna, you know, he wants to throw a
new little, bash.
Yeah, housewarming party and stuff, and then there's also that Comic-Con up in by Tulsa, I believe. Mm. I have another cousin out there. They know these people that they're starting, like, a celebrity boxing Comic-Con. Like the first this year, so and they want to try and get us as like a vendor or like as a VIP party. Mm-hmm. They're gonna host it one of our inflatables. They're gonna try and get us out there. I really hope we get that. I want to get that because the Comic Con looks fun.
What about next year? Preferably like January 29th. It'll be the 1 year anniversary of this podcast.
Oh man. 29th? Yeah, I can deliver it anytime.
What I was wanting to do is I was wanting to throw a big party 1 year anniversary and try to get everybody that's been on the podcast to come to that party.
Oh yeah.
To celebrate with us.
That'd be fun.
It's one ghost story.
Oh. Is it one ghost story? She took her panties off. That was it.
So don't finish. You're in.
That's
scary. Yeah. Loose panties.
Sad panties.
Sad panties.
Tired panties.
Tired panties. Ever since I told you don't be sad panties, that's all you've been saying.
We were at the casino the other night, and I was like, I'm tired of panties right now. Well, thank you for the advice. Like, I really, really appreciated them. Because I tried to ask my best friend, Gage, but his process, you know, LLC was a little bit different.
Yeah, like, I just really think, like, people should just jump. And, of course, do your research as much as you can, and I don't know, like, I just always wanted to do it, didn't know anything about opening a business. Did my own looking, and that's how it came up. Very excited. Of course, I didn't do it alone, you know. Jeremy helped a whole lot, and Cody's helped a whole lot, Anna's helped, like, I had a lot of help.
You learn as you go.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because there was something new, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing here. So I'd reach out to my advisors or just somebody. I don't know. I talk to like locals and stuff. Really, like how it got me. Like I told Jeremy about that. And that's what kind of kickstarted it. But I talked to one of the locals here with a business. Was it Donut Theory?
Oh yeah, Donut Theory. The little donut place over there.
I talked with the owner because all I asked was about. I believe her logo. Where she got her logo, and she told me where she got her logo. Think about starting a business? I don't know. And she's the one that kept saying, "Yeah, you need to just do it, like, but you know, just put it all your energy in there. Don't tell nobody. Just do it." And then I was like, okay. And then I brought it to Jeremy, and it just snowballed. It's kind of crazy how it just became a thought to what it is now.
Nice.
This podcast, it just happened out of nowhere. I still remember the night it happened. Like, I think before I went over to Brenner's, I was at Walmart in Durham. and I was buying like some headphones, and I thought it had like a mic in it and whatnot, but apparently it didn't. So I was messing around with it, and I was telling Brandon about it, and really didn't know how to work these headphones. And I think we was cutting wood. We was cutting wood for stick ball making, and we cut for about an hour 15 minutes, I think. And then we was sitting in the back, just chilling, and he's like, "You want to do that podcast?" I said, "Right now?" He's like, "Yeah." And I tried to hook up that fucking... I think I did hook up the headset that is actually recording on my phone. I didn't realize it until like the next day or two. So I actually started this podcast out just solely on the phone and its audio and recording.
Gotta start somewhere, man.
And from, you can see, like, not well, from the first episode, but like the season preview until like now, we've progressed pretty well. Uh-huh.
If a lot of donations from Leslie Chow and Brenner Main.
Yeah,
it helped a lot. Man.
Yeah, like, I did music and stuff too. Just little things here and there. Like, I just started with just recording on my phone. That's all it was. I had my amp. I bought an amp. You know, cheap guitar. You know, you ain't gonna have much to start. Yeah, I just started with just like that, just that little bundle, and I ended up doing a contest.
I'm sorry.
I heard your neck pop one.
Ended up doing a little contest, and then ended up winning. But any way you can get it, man.
Shut this, promote, shut this. I think. Yeah,
I like that.
We have it as a slogan.
Yes.
I don't think I've seen. Hold on, let me see the screen. Yeah. The logo, if y'all haven't seen it yet. God, there's so much
stuff.
You
ready for spring break, Jer?
Yeah.
I ain't hell.
I just read it.
That's pretty cool.
Me too. Then we get the damn eclipse.
Yeah. I like that.
Just ready for it.
Like
I'm ready for April 10th.
It's almost like.
It's April 10th.
The nation's singing
in
or emblem.
It might be Wednesday.
It's like totally different.
One of my days off.
Well, the eclipse is on the 8th.
Mm-hmm. Monday. Yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah. My day off. Oh, shit. I forgot. I'm supposed to be starting school.
Oh, my back hurts.
Yeah. I quit. If I don't stopping or taking breaks, I could graduate next fall. Making it.
You gotta do it now.
I know. I've committed
Marty,
too much.
Like, Marty dropped out of school, helped me with this merch.
I'm like, I've got literally 10 credit hours to go. I'm at the tip, y'all. I'm on the tip.
Okay, you stay in school, I'm gonna bust down these millions.
I just invested too much money. Long term investment.
You can't stop right
now. No, I've invested too much.
Can't pull it out.
No, I'm in there like swimwear. So, yeah. What are you doing for school?
Accounting.
Ooh, that's a good one.
What are you doing?
Business management.
That's very, you can do a lot with.
I know. Yeah, I can run the casino if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Not me being the GM. If they hire me.
Just gotta find the right shut to hire you.
I gotta find the right in the hole.
You're like, here's $5. Like, man, that's not gonna do nothing. Slap it.
Here's my travel ID. I'm council person's cousin.
So, y'all guys have any more topics y'all want to talk about or anything?
What about you, Jared? What you looking forward to in your business this year?
Ready to start being busy.
I get that.
Okay. Okay, listeners, or viewers, or whoever the hell you are.
All you peoples.
You peoples, all you peoples. We're going to close this out for this session.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, well, would the guests like to say goodbye? Or?
Yeah, I really appreciate you having us out here. And, you know, I really hope you guys do, you know, really well in y'all's business venture. Mm-hmm. And I've been listening, and yeah, it sounds great, and I can't wait to hear ours and see who else you have come out here, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we be having the characters on this podcast. We be having the characters.
How are you trying to get Grandpa out here?
Jeremy said during the apocalypse, during the eclipse, if he can't get out, he's going to have Papa come get him in the helicopter. I was like, what? So I got some questions now.
He's like, come on, grandson, lay down the tree.
And then Jeremy told me that he's ate monkey before.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That monkey story is crazy.
Like when he was in Vietnam?
Yeah. Yeah, Papa had to tell you that one because that one's wild. I remember he told me that. I would have been so mad.
I wouldn't have been throwing up too.
He was pissed.
Well, thank you for coming on the show, bro. Showing up. Would y'all guys like to say hi, goodbye, or no, just close out?
Peace out. Right.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Peace
out.
Bye. Bye. I'm so ready for you to go.
Let me go find my people.
Don't forget to buy your popcorn holders.
Oh, yeah. Everybody buy popcorn holders.
RIP to the first one.
Back up my shit. All right. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and Yoko Kei.